The Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown just closed on its 29th season. The festival draws visitors from all over West Virginia and has helped the state stand out in the professional theater scene. Liz McCormick sat down with Associate Producing Director Peggy McCowan to talk about the festival's legacy, impact, and what's ahead for its 30th season.
I think the impact that the festival has had on the state of West Virginia is one that is both cultural, related to the quality of life, but also economic and sort of financial. So the fact that we have had some success and we're bringing people here to the state to experience this, I think is really important, just even from a tourism perspective. But also for the members of our immediate community, they have the opportunity to experience this kind of art. The other thing is that we just did an economic impact study last summer with Chagall Research out of Washington, D.C., and they found that we contributed $5.8 million to the economy. And so I think that is a really important aspect to consider, that the arts, in addition to improving the quality of your life, can also improve the economic status of your community.
You came on the team for CATF in 2008. And of course, the festival's been around since 1991. In the time you've been here and in just conversations you've had with Ed Herendeen, who started the CATF, was it hard at first to get situated here, to set up your home here?
Well, when Ed started the festival, I think what was really challenging is that the artists that we were trying to get to come to West Virginia and participate with us and help build this thing were curious about where they were coming and wondering if this was really going to be a place for them to be able to make this kind of art, which is risky and new and somewhat different, and whether this community would embrace the work that they were doing. So, you know, we solicit scripts from literary agents. And in the beginning, the literary agents wouldn't even take our phone calls. And because we have now had some successes and we've had some recognition nationally, now we don't have to worry about those people returning our phone calls. Now it's easy for us to get the kind of work that we're hoping to do and the kind of artists that we want to have here. But it took a while to get people to understand that Shepherdstown, West Virginia is a place where you can make great art and there are audiences that will come and that you will have artists surrounding you and resources that can really make it happen.
Do you know why West Virginia was ultimately the state that was chosen? Why West Virginia?
Well, I think the festival started because there was a pretty visionary president here at the university, and he had just come from sort of outside New York, upstate New York, where they have a really strong arts community that draws tourism and also creates this amazing incubator for work like this. And so having experienced that, he came here and he saw Shepherdstown. He saw a beautiful little community. He saw its proximity to major cities like Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. And I think he thought, couldn't we do something like that here, like they have done in upstate New York? And so he thought, why not start some sort of summer professional theater? And so he invited a consultant to come and have a conversation with him about that. And that consultant was Ed. And Ed felt that at the time in the industry, it would be really helpful to start new plays. And that was kind of his passion, new plays. And so the president said, well, this sounds like a great idea. Let's try it. And the president was very smart at the time, too, to say, you need to do this on your own. You need to start a 501c3. It needs to be a nonprofit. You need to fund it. And you need to have a certain autonomy so that it's not tied to necessarily the educational mission in such a way that you can't do the kind of work that you're talking about doing.
So looking ahead, you've just concluded your 29th season of the Contemporary American Theater Festival. As theater goers and as West Virginia residents, what can we expect to see from the CATF in season 30? And kind of even looking farther than that, how do you see CATF continuing to fit into what West Virginia is?
I do know that we've already started planning events for the 30th anniversary to help sort of create more of the celebration of what we've accomplished over the last 30 years. We hope there will be an energy and an excitement around the plays that celebrate where we are and also where we hope to go. In the theater, you know, when the shows close, they're gone. You know, the sets are in the dumpster, the costumes are in stock. And so you immediately begin that process of thinking about the future. And so even after 30 years, really our main focus is what will the next 30 years be like? We have a mission to create another building and a third theater and a library that will have an archive for CATF so that CATF as an institution will continue to grow and be a part of American literature and scholarship. Certainly our relationship with the university and what we are developing in terms of the theater major here is a big part of the future and how our partnership continues with the university. One of the things that we feel a responsibility about for the next 30 years is how do we help and enhance the infrastructure of Shepherdstown, because we are bringing so many people to this community now, and just really thinking about who we are, both as an arts organization, a business, a partner in this community and in and with Shepherd University, and how and what can we do in the next 30 years to make all of those things better.